How's the workouts there benefiting your work with Marcus?
Just getting competition on both sides with Danny, with the strength, just on the bench stuff right there. We compete each and every day with that. And just with Marcus with drills, with his quickness and speed that he has, me and him go back and forth from the shuttles to 40s, and we just keep trying everything competition.
Shaq, what position are you?
Outside linebacker.
And that's what you expect?
Yeah.
You want to play strong side? What's it?
Strong or weak, doesn't matter.
Do you have any experience playing inside linebacker, or is that something you'd be opposed to doing maybe on a weak will?
As a Mike or as a Will?
As a Will.
As a Will, last experience was last year. That was my first experience. My first 2 years, my freshman year and sophomore year, I was outside linebacker, open space.
Are you expressing that the teams, you know, might look at you as a safety?
Yeah, I tell everybody inside linebacker. Teams that I met with, they see me at inside linebacker as a Will, so we'll see.
There was a report you might be running back
girls. Nah, that's not true, definitely.
What kind of teammate is Marcus Rivers?
He's a great teammate, actually. I played with him for 3 years. He comes to practice each and every day, hard working guy. He doesn't really say nothing. He really doesn't say much. All he does is compete and work his butt off and just have a great day. And he's really quiet at practice.
So if the team tells you they'd like to see you at safety, what do you say?
Man, I'm going to put it out there that I want to play linebacker, but I can't say no to that. All right. So.
Why is that? Why do you want to play linebacker?
That's where I feel most comfortable. And I like to be up by the line of scrimmage, physical. I feel like I'm physical enough. Probably not the biggest, but I got a lot of heart down there. And, yeah.
There's been reports people saying that if you're not able to shed blockers, but time and time again, you're able to disengage. What do you say to those that say, you're too strong to be able to get off
block? I feel like size doesn't matter. You know, there's a couple of times where I didn't get off a block, but there's a couple of times I do. You know, if you're the athlete or playmaker, you're going to make a play regardless if you're getting blocked or not getting blocked. So I'm still working on that. And it's part of my game. I need to padding up and, I'm going to get better with it.
Linebackers are getting smaller and quicker in the NFL these days. Is there a current NFL linebacker who would be looking
at the Levante David, about the same height. He's a little bit taller than me. But same attribution, same. He has speed, cover tight ends, running backs, and all that. And I feel like I do the same thing.
What were your measurables, Shaq?
6 foot, 228.
What do you feel is your greatest strength to your game?
Just being out there open field, making plays, and just being a team leader out there. I really don't say much. I lead by example. And just really having fun and bringing everybody else up.
What do you remember about your baseball career in the Red Sox organization?
I remember a lot. It didn't go out as I want. Had a couple media people make a joke out of it, but it was motivation to me. I really wasn't tripping off of it. Hey, that's what media does, well, some people. And I felt like I'm going to use that as motivation going into my freshman year, and that's what I did. I met some great people there and met this thing called failure, learned how to overachieve it. And move on.
You watch Danny Shelton work a lot of people.
I mean, he does it all in practice. He practices how he plays, honestly. He's great. He's strong. For his size, he's pretty fast. He moves side to side well. He's chasing down every play from the backfield, the line of scrimmage. So that's why he's a great player.
Out of high school, you tried getting pretty hard recruited. What were your experiences with that? What were you about?
I like Chip Kelly. I respect him for and all that. But I felt like Oregon wasn't for me. Eugene wasn't for me. And I wanted to part ways. And I don't want to be on a good team. I want to compete against the best team. And that's why I went to the University of Washington. Great guys were there. Two coaches I felt comfortable with, Coach Wilcox and Coach DePoy. My best friend, James Sample, was there. And I felt like me and the team had a little bonding moment when I first came there. And I feel like those are the ones that I want to be my brother for the next couple of years. He's going to show people up. You know, a lot of people say he probably has bad hips and is questioning his speed, but he's going to show it out on Monday.
3-4 teams see you as an inside linebacker?
Yeah, as a Will linebacker.
Do you not want to play running back then ever again?
Nah, running back's out the question.
You have four guys from your defense who are protecting first, second. What was it like to play that much talent around?
There's competition each and every day. We're all competing. Whether first one to the ball, first one to get an interception, first one to break up a pass, first one to get a tackle on the backfield. It's just a lot of competition and competing with each other and see who can make the most plays in practice and just have a lot of fun.
When did you feel like linebacker?
My first year. Or second year. Probably my second year. I'm going to say my second year, honestly. My first year, I was getting my feet wet. I played safety for about a week in camp, and Coach Wilcox had moved me down to linebacker. And so I was just getting my feet wet, learning the playbook throughout time. My sophomore year, I felt like that was the spot for me outside. I had my reads right, and I felt like my feet were mounted in one position instead of multiple positions.
What was the first thing you told Justin Wilcox when he said he was going to make your
linebacker? I just said, okay, Coach. I mean, there's nothing I can say, really, right?
You mentioned your ability and space as your strength. So say a guy like a C.J. Spiller, the emotions out of the backfield, and that's your responsibility. What's your mindset at that point in time, and do you feel capable?
Of course, I'm always out there. Even if the guy's better than me, I'm not going to think he's better than me. My confidence is going to be high, and I feel like I can guard him. So my confidence is going to be up there, and I'm never on the field think somebody's better than me, even though I know they are. I'm always think I'm the best one on the field, and that's the kind of mindset you got to have.
What was your reaction last year when Marcus got thrown
off the team? My reaction, I was hurt. That was a big chunk of us. I've been playing with him, like I said, for 3 years, and seeing one of my brothers I played with him for a long time lead a team, it really hurt us. I mean, he helped us really in the passing game. And he was also a captain. You know, he probably didn't say much, or they didn't show him as a captain, but he was a captain to us. He was our brother now. He was a big chunk of our defense.
What makes Marcus such a good cornerback? A good NFL cornerback?
He watches a lot of film by himself. You know, sometimes I come down there and I catch him watching film by himself. But what you're doing is, man, just watching film, trying to get better. So that's what I like about his game. He takes extra time in throughout his day to go watch film on who he has to guard or who they put him on and stuff like that. And he competes each and every day, like I said, in practice, and it shows up on the field.
Have you met with the Cleveland Browns at all?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like the way I am is good enough. I mean, I can move at 228, 230. And if I put on more weight, we'll see how I move. I think I can move pretty fine. Hallie, he's a beast. Like I said, we all compete. You know, he competes in his one-on-ones down there with the linemen. He's winning every rep. He does what he does in the game. He doesn't practice. He's full go 100% each and every play. Doesn't take a rep off. He gets mad when other people take his reps off. So that's what I like about him. He's a leader. He's a role model. He's a hard worker.
How helpful is he to have some? Two more questions.
Can you say that again?
As an inside linebacker, how much improvement did you make? Play record.
I feel like inside, when I got moved to inside, it was kind of slow because I was so used to outside and they were bouncing me around a lot. So my read progression was kind of slow and off. And I feel like it got better near the end of the year when I just started playing linebacker and seeing all the recognition from the run and pass perspective. So it got better over time.
Still room to grow in that
area? Yeah, there's always room to grow as a football player. You can never be too great.
Thank you.